What's going on, guys? This is Andrew with the Utah Jazz Podcast. Yeah, game just wrapping up right now, and the Jazz won it by 10. It was not that close of a game. It really was not. The Jazz were up by 20 with about 3 minutes left in the game, and then Jazz bring in their youngsters. You know, Kevin Murphy finally got some minutes. He got called back up from the D-League because of Marvin Williams' knee injury, so he's going to pick up garbage minutes here and there. And tonight was one of those nights. And Bobcats just went on about a 10-0 run to finish the games. And it's just kind of like, ugh. But, I mean, it's still a 10-point win. Decent, you know. You were kind of worried going into this game. You're like, hopefully the Jazz start out good. And the Jazz started out great. Jazz started off 27-20 in the first quarter. One of our few leads going into the second quarter of the season. And then the Jazz blistered into the second quarter, 36-24, and then they cooled back down, 27-29 in the third, and 22-29 in the fourth. So their offense kind of cooled down a little bit, but they kept it up, and they played a very, very good game with the exception of kind of a sloppy last 3 minutes. But it's still a good win. Jazz shot 54% from the field. Jazz were red hot tonight, and nothing was going to stop them. That's probably, I would have to say, I think that's what their highest percentage of the season. The Jazz also shot 10 of 22 from 3, 46%, 14 of 21 from the free throw line, so a little iffy right there. DeMar Carroll missed 2, Millsap missed 2 as well, and then Watson, Burks, and, I'm looking at the wrong stat, guys. the first two were right, and then Hayward, Watson, and Burks all missed one. But Al Jefferson, 4-4 from the free throw line. Al Jefferson had a beast game tonight, 11 of 15 from the field, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 26 points, and he had 26 points in the third quarter. I mean, not in the third quarter, by the third quarter. By the end of the third quarter, he had 26 points. So he didn't score at all in the fourth, but he got very, very few minutes. I think he had about 3 minutes in the fourth quarter. So maybe less than that. But Al Jefferson was beast tonight. 32 minutes and 26 points. 11 of 15. I mean, that's efficient. Plus going to the line 4 times and making all of them. Paul Millsap also had a beast game. 8 of 12 from the field. 3 for 5 from the free throw line. 5 rebounds. 5 assists. And 3 blocks to go along with his 19 points. Gordon Hayward had an awesome night. 4-5 from 3. 2 for 3 from the free throw line. 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 14 points. Now, what's kind of weird is, okay, there was a call in the game in the third quarter. Gordon had a supposed chase down block that was going to be an offensive interference call, but they didn't call that. It bounced off of the backboard, and then when you're watching the replay really close, it does not look like Hayward hits the ball. When you're watching it does not look like, it just looks like Hayward slaps the glass, which still would be offensive interference. So, because if he would have gotten that block, they would have credited him. He didn't get credited for any blocks tonight, so I'm thinking they didn't call it a block, and that's why they didn't call it an offensive interference, but it still should have been. It was a bad call. Jazz ended up scoring 2 the other way with a counter jump shot, fast break, and then technical foul. Gordon drills the free throw. So the Jazz get 3 points right there and really kind of ended the game right then and there. Earl Watson only got 7 minutes tonight. Earl Watson's not playing all that well. He had 1 assist, 1 point, and 2 blocks. So Watson really isn't playing that well, and it's more because he can't hit shots. And Burks is playing very well at the point. I mean, Burks got, I think, about 14 minutes, maybe 15 minutes at the point guard position tonight. So stole out of Earl Watson's minutes, which is fine. Earl Watson is not playing that well right now, and I'm wondering if his knee's still kind of bothering or if he's just not quite into it. But I don't know what it is. It just might be a slump. Jamal Tinsley has been playing great. Tinsley tonight, 4 of 8 from the field, 1 3-pointer. It should have been 2 3-pointers. He should have had 10 points because he had a crazy, I think Burks went in, got an offensive rebound on an air ball, I think by Kanter.
tries to shoot it back up with about 3 seconds left. It gets blocked by Biombo and then out to the 3-point line where Tinsley jumps. When it showed the replay, his feet were barely behind the 3-point line. He jumps up, catches the ball, throws it in at the buzzer. It should have been a three. They only counted a two, and they did not review it. So he should have had 10 points tonight, and it should have been 2 of 5 from the free throw, or from the three, or 2 of 6 from three. But it didn't turn out that way. But he did dish out 8 assists to go along with 9 points. Also had 2 steals to go along with that, and 2 rebounds. Randy Foy had a great night. 3 of 6 from three, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, and 9 points. He played really good tonight. Oh, I can feel sneeze coming on, so if I sneeze, I'm sorry. Just my nose is tinkling right now. Burks, like I said, Burks had a great night. 4-9 from the field, 4-5 from the free throw line. He had 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block to go along with his 12 points. He's really showing. I mean, the last 2 games, last game he was 8 of 9 from the free throw line. Tonight, 4-5. So he's starting to get, you know, if this trend continues, I mean, he's looking really good from the free throw line. Kevin Murphy and Jeremy Evans each got garbage minutes. Kanter, not so good tonight. I mean, he's 1 of 6 from the field, only 2 rebounds, did have a steal, 2 blocks, and 2 points, but not a very good night. Defensively, he was decent, but not great. Derek Favors, 5 of 5 from the field, awesome. He had a very good night. 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, and 10 points. I mean, he's just all around showing you, okay, do not leave me alone because I will embarrass you. So team stat wise, the Jazz also had 41 rebounds, 31 of those offensive. Whoa, that'd be huge. 10 offensive rebounds. Sorry. 30 assists, awesome right there. I love that stat. 8 steals, 11 blocks, and scoring 112 points tonight. Jazz, unfortunately, had 17 turnovers. They had 5 in the first, and then a bunch in the final couple minutes of the game, but it's a little high. Jazz needed to bring that down by about 5. But Jazz really played very well, and that's what you want to do, so... Bobcat shot 48%, so the defense was decent. I think it kind of picked up, or their Charlotte percentage, their shooting percentage picked up in the final couple minutes of the game when they went on a 10-0 run. Free throw percentage just as bad as ours. They shot 50% from 3, 26 assists, 39 rebounds, 15 turnovers. They're pretty equal. I think it was a little skewed due to the end of the game, but Jazz looked good tonight. And they played very good defense and just did what they needed to do, and they got a win. You know, now they're, 3-1? 3-1 now in this stretch. Jazz still got 2 more games, can go 5-2, possibly 6-1 if Jazz play very good. Jazz are 4-1, sorry. Man, I can't do math. Including tonight, Jazz are 4-1. And Jazz have Atlanta on Friday, and then we got Detroit on Saturday. So let's hope Jazz can pick things up, maybe get 2 wins. Atlanta just got beat tonight. I'll have to take a look. I don't know who it was. Oops, wrong tab. let's see. Where is Atlanta? Way down at the bottom. They got beat by the Cleveland Cavaliers, 99-83. Now, granted, that was an away game for the Hawks, but still, 99-83 by the Cavaliers. Jazz hopefully can go in, and hopefully the Hawks don't come in with a chip on their shoulder and really kind of just destroy the Jazz. But let's hope the Jazz can go in, play like they did tonight, with the exception of those final couple minutes of the game. Let's just keep it nice and awesome. Let's keep this going, and let's hope the Jazz can maybe go 3-0 on this nice road trip from the East. So... now, you're looking at the standings. Jazz are 19-18 now. Minnesota, Denver, Portland, and Houston are all ahead of us. Now, you got to look at this. The reason why Portland's ahead of us, all these teams are ahead of us, is because they played more Eastern Conference teams than Jazz. Jazz have played very little from the East. Jazz have played a lot of Western Conference teams. I mean, the Jazz have played 26 Western Conference games, and as opposed to other teams, Denver's played 25. So I guess Denver's kind of doing good. Denver's played a little, just one game less than the Jazz, but Portland's played 20. Houston has played 19. Minnesota, they've only played 17. So, you know, things will even out because these teams, with Denver is going to go skyrocket because Denver has had a very similar schedule to the Jazz. A lot of road games, a lot of road or games in the West. Now that I look at it, they both have a lot of West games already. And now they're going to the East, where the Eastern Conference, you have basically like five good teams, and then the rest are like, okay, let's feed off of them. I mean, the teams that are not in the playoffs, with the exception of Philly, you got Toronto, Detroit, Orlando, Charlotte, Cleveland, Washington. I mean, those games. And then you could add Philly, Boston, Milwaukee in there, Brooklyn, kind of borderline, depending on what not you get from them. I mean, those are all very winnable games, and that's what Portland's been doing. They've just been feeding on the East, at home and on the road. Houston, same thing. A lot of Eastern Conference games. Denver, not so much, but in Minnesota, a lot of East teams. So as the schedule moves on, it's going to even out, and I think you're gonna see Minnesota, Portland, and Houston start dropping. Even Golden State, 18 games in the West, the rest of them in the East, and they've got a 22-11 record. So you're gonna see things start to even out. The Jazz are gonna shoot up, the rest of the teams are gonna kind of drop down, and Jazz are gonna make the run for that, you know, 6-8 playoff spot, even 5 if the Jazz really really pick it up. After this road trip, so starting on Monday, at home against Miami, including that game, the Jets have 15 of the next 20 games at home. 15 home games. You know, if Jazz can go, you know, 12-3 of those home games, and then maybe go like 2-3 on the road. Whew. You know, that's 14-6. That's a huge. I mean, you know, if Jazz can go, you know, go 1-1 in the last two games, or 2-0. If they go, I'm thinking 1-1. I think they'll lose against Atlanta. You know, Jazz go to 20-19, and then we go 14-6. You know, 34-24. I mean, that's a huge jump. That's a huge jump, and that I think that'll propel the Jazz up to that. You know, maybe you know at least the sixth spot. You know, if not higher. You know, 34-26. I mean, that's pretty dang good. You know, that's much better. I mean, 34-26, or 25, sorry, 34-25. My math's off. It's like 19 plus 6, it's 5. Yeah, 25. Anyways, Jazz played, you know, Jazz are 19-18 right now. We're percentagely just behind Minnesota. We're both a game above 500, but they've got 51.6 winning, and Jazz are 51.4. And then Denver's a game and a half ahead of the Jazz. So, along with Portland. Houston's three games. But, like I said, with the exception of Denver, I think Denver and the Jazz are going to shoot up. Because they got a lot of Eastern Conference games coming up. I wish I could actually tell you how many we have, but I would have to count, and I don't really feel like counting on this thing. But anyways, like I said, Jazz and Denver will shoot up, and Golden State, Houston, Portland, and Minnesota will all drop down because they're all going to get beat by the West, because the West is so strong. I mean, you look at the West, okay. You got, you know, obviously top four, you got Clippers, Thunder, Spurs, Memphis, and then, you know, even like top eight, top ten, like the top ten, all the way down to Utah. And then you got the bottom feeders. You got Lakers are iffy, you know, Dallas, Sacramento, Phoenix, New Orleans. You're like, Sacramento's a decent team, depending on what night you get them on. But Lakers, Dallas, Phoenix, New Orleans, it's like, yeah, those teams, you're probably going to beat, even, you're not going to sweep them, but you're going to get beat at least once by them. The Jazz, you know, have lost against Sacramento, and the Jazz have lost against Phoenix and New Orleans. But you know, top 10, that's tough. And then you look at the top 10 in Miami, and you go top 5, and you're like, okay. And then 6 through 15, and you're like, whoa, that's not very impressive. So it's pretty opposite. Top 5 is very strong in the East. Top 10 is very strong in the West. You got 15 bad teams in the East, or 10 bad teams in the East and 5 in the West. So Jazz are going to shoot up. So let's go 3-0 on this road trip. Go 6-1 overall in this stretch, and then let's go 14-6 in that 20-game stretch where the Jazz have 15 home games. You know, if the Jazz can go 12 or 13 wins in all of those 15 home games, that'd be impressive, and that'd be awesome, and the Jazz can do that. I know the Jazz got some tough matchups in there, but it's home, and the Jazz are very, very good at home. Jazz right now are 11-4 at home. One of the better records at home in the NBA. Kind of slipped a little bit because we did have a 3-game losing streak, unfortunately. Jazz had a little slip up. But anyways, thanks for listening. Have a great day. Jazz win at Charlotte by 10. It really was not that close, but Jazz move above 500 once again. Got Atlanta on Friday, followed by Detroit on Saturday. They're all early games, I believe. I think so. I think they're both early games. I would assume, just because it's East Coast trip. Let me pull it up real quick. Yeah, 5:30 each of the games Mountain Time. So anyways, follow me on Twitter at OaklyCon, OAKLYCON. And you guys have an awesome day. I know I will, you know. Good win by the Jazz.